We wanted every day to be our customer's day, so this way you can work toward a free oil change.
And all I have to do is come in and ask.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sign up. Awesome. Well, how long have we been working together now, man? It's been about what? Well over 10 years.
I think we're...
I mean, I watched Mitch.
15 or 16, yeah.
I think Mitch was still on a leash the first time you brought him here.
I think he still is.
Now he's a dad. How's the baby?
That's the leash.
She's great. Yeah, yeah, that's right. She's the boss.
Is this not the most life-altering experience a man can have?
I can already see, like, you know, everybody says, watch out, they'll be driving, you know, pretty soon. But, I mean, even from where she's at now to a baby is... It's a big jump. I mean, she's running around talking and stuff now. It's only been a year and a half.
Can I share one of my lame-ass stories with you?
Sure.
When Janelle was a baby goose, one of her favorite outfits was this pink and white vertical stripe thing. It was a one-piece, and the front had these enormous pockets on it. And kids love, you know, they always got stuff. They got to... Anyway... So her nickname when she wore those is, hey, pocket pants. And she'd giggle. And one day, now everybody knows that her mom and I had gone separate, but we had a great relationship and we always worked together with Janelle. And I'd stop by to spend some time and hang out. And I walked into the garage and I see Michelle folding the pink and white. Well, I said, what are you doing? You can't throw that away. That's my favorite outfit. And she said, just looked at me. She wasn't mean or abrupt. She just said, Greg, it doesn't fit her anymore.
Oh.
And anybody that was within the range of me would have heard my heartbreak. But you're going to have a lot of moments like that, man.
Oh, yeah.
Savor them. Do you do the growth thing on the wall, little mark
there? We haven't yet. We probably should start doing that. Yeah.
You're going to be amazed. But it's... On the other hand, with every new thing they learn or do, it's just another experience. And that is the greatest gift that God can give a man, to be the father of a daughter. Or a son, of course, but... I was not meant to be the father of a son.
Yeah. You were just too nice.
My job, my mission in life is to spoil women. And here's the cool thing. I still do that. We eat well when we go to New Orleans. This is why I'm still doing two shows a day, so I can, you know, have those extra resources to treat my family right. You say you're the same way, Don.
Yeah.
You are the same man.
Well, I hope so.
But here's the great thing. When you do that for your child, but she's 34 now. Trust me, Mitch, you're going to be saying this one day yourself, that she does not expect it.
That's right.
She in no way, shape.
Which makes you want to do more.
Yes, exactly, because it's appreciated.
Right.
Because you don't want a child that expects, I want this, I want that. No, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Yeah, we were blessed.
She's an awesome child. And she's doing real well in New Orleans, too.
That's awesome.
And thanks to you. Yes, and thanks to you, I just finished my 11th round trip to New Orleans in 1 year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And guess how many problems I've had with my vehicle since in that time?
Oh!
Zero.
That's great, too.
Yes, because I get my car to you, and you guys take great care of me.
Thank
I appreciate
you so
that. All right, so the Predict-a-thon is posted. 300 Dunkin' Dollars. Don't forget to stop by any of Don's locations and ask to become a VIP and enjoy that discount and the other benefits that go with it.
Great. Y'all have a great weekend. Roll Tide.
I hope we see you Monday, man.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That'll be huge.
Unfortunately, y'all are tied with us on Final Four now. That was something we had over y'all. We can't have anything, I guess. So.
And before you know it, you guys will be back for the next college football season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're ready for that.
Time flies.
Right.
Thank you so much. All right, gentlemen. We've had a situation on 65 southbound into downtown all morning long. Let's visit Skipper right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, for a Friday morning, we remain pretty busy all over the area. All of our inbound routes from Wetumpka on 231, Troy Highway 331, still bringing a lot of traffic into Montgomery. And they are still working an accident that happened overnight on the ramp from 65 south to 85 north. at the interchange. There will be a little bit of slow travel through there for you this morning. And we still have a lot of emergency workers in that area, so please watch out for them as you pass through. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
8:06 coming up, SRN News, fresh edition of that. Keep it posted on traffic throughout the morning. And we will also give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card when we play Little Kid or Drunk Adult all ahead.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
This is not headline news. Today is National Self-Care Day, or as Post Malone calls it, Friday. Yes, Friday, the day I wonder if Rebecca Black ever figured out whether to sit in the back seat or kick it in the front seat. The band Kiss has sold their music catalogs. That includes all their songs, including the three good ones. George Lucas is now worth $5.5 billion. By the way, he keeps it stored underneath that neck waddle. And the Final Four is tomorrow. Then it's the national championship. Then it's you swearing to never waste $20 on the office pool again. This is not headline news.
So funny.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
$50.
A fierce nor'easter has made travel difficult, left hundreds of thousands of utility customers in the dark across parts of northern New York into New England. The Biden administration threatens Israel with a change in U.S. policy. If Israel fails to act quickly to ease the suffering of civilians in Gaza, Israel is opening pathways for aid to enter Gaza. President Biden today will be visiting the site of the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Visiting Communist China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, calling for fairer trade and more level playing field between the U.S. and China. Forecasters say clouds could obscure views of Monday's total solar eclipse in some parts of North America, but there is still plenty of time for the forecast to change. On Wall Street, Dow futures 98 points higher, the Nasdaq futures up 73, S&P futures better by 19. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
There's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant de vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
And toast is news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up. Jay, Pamela from AMS Studios in Prattville. Breaking news today that toasted bread is healthier than untoasted bread.
I heard that earlier.
Yeah, we broke the story first thing this morning. We have our news priority straight here. And here's why toasted bread is healthier than untoasted.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it, and then defrost it and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health, but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
I don't understand the words you just said.
Got that? Everybody got that on the glycemic index?
So basically, a frozen pizza is pretty healthy.
Oh.
It's bread.
Using that logic.
It's frozen. Toast it. It was toasted. Then right. It gets frozen. Then you toast it again. Healthy pizza.
I think we can convince ourselves of anything.
Oh, of course. We can legitimize. Yeah. Yes, we can.
First of all, we thank you for joining us on Monday and today. And AMS Studios also brings you one of our afternoon features, Ms. Murray, Movie Maven. And I'm not sure what the topic's going to be today, but she comes up with great recommendations from the streaming services. So you're not waiting through a ton of crap to find the good stuff.
Because there is a lot.
There really is a lot of garbage. But she's come up with some real gems. She'll be on with us at 5:35 this afternoon here on News Talk. And I got to get back up to AMS. My face needs you.
I know you do. I want to start you on Morpheus 8 microneedling next.
Morpheus
8. But we're
going
to wait until fall. Let you enjoy the summer.
Okay.
We'll start in the fall.
Does it have something to do with the temperature? I mean, like...
No, it's more
said let you enjoy the summer.
Stay out of the sun.
Oh, you have just, to... Okay, that's what I was
Yeah, take
curious.
Extra care.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, doing and visiting, and you got the spoiler services there, like... I mean, just walking in the place, you feel better. But the
yes.
I hear 5-star reviews on, is it Ashley?
Ashley, massage therapist.
Yes.
Yes.
She is incredible. And doing the microneedling, which it's an incredible process because it gets your body to regenerate elastin, which is what gives your skin a
yes,
youthful appearance.
All that collagen and elastin you lose as you age. And
I proudly direct people to my Facebook cover photo because...
You look great.
Yeah. Well, that's you. That's technology. And
yes, we just convinced your body to heal your skin instead of just focusing on your joints and mobility. Because that's what it does as you age. It's like, oh, this is more important.
And it works quickly, too.
It does.
You know?
A matter of months.
And it's non-surgical.
Yes. The downtime is minimal.
Yes.
You don't really even have to tell anybody. If you can come in on a Friday, stay home for the weekend, who's going to know?
Well, I've been putting my face out there even afterwards. I'm not hiding. Because it works.
It does work.
One of our superstar callers, Randall, joining us here at 8:15. Rich's forecast in a moment. Hey, Randall.
I don't know about that, but you got a superstar in there because let me tell you how far this microneedling goes back to, I know a lot of you might not know this morning show, but Tupac was an entertainer that was murdered. His uncle used he's in an underground prison right now. He was supposed to be released in 2016. They did not release him. They got three underground prisons, and they've moved in twice I know of. But he was using microneedling, getting all his people off drugs that the CIA was planning inside of the Black Panther community. And they set up a sting and had him arrested for doing a fake bot, Paul Armory. But it was microneedling and got him put in prison because he was healing people. It was a fact. And it ain't just about your looks. It heals you from the inside out, people. And I'm definitely going to get my bag together and come see you because that's something that I've always wanted to do because of his studies in Missoula. And, like, it's crazy that it's happening right here in Otago County. And I seen Greg ride that bicycle for 2 years straight. And it seemed like, you know what I mean? It gave me a fire to do stuff. I was like, man, that man is still at it. But he would talk like, I don't see no change. I don't feel no change. But I'm giving it my all, y'all. I'm sitting on a bicycle going up a mountain pedaling. I mean, he was doing everything. But when he comes seeing you, everything, that all that work he put into, you nourished it.
I pedal up hills in Arrowhead that much younger people walk their bikes up.
That's great.
It gives you the thunder thighs, man.
Man, thank you for what you've done for him. You have
I was pathetic. Thank you, Randall. No, in conjunction, I've lost 35 pounds. Yes. I started the microneedling right after that. I'm working with weights, and I feel incredible. I have so much energy.
I bet. Doing that kind of stuff just makes you feel good mentally, too.
And, you know, once in a while, it's nice to get a compliment from a woman.
You are so handsome.
You talking to me? All right, we're going to play Little Kid or Drunkenbell coming up. We have a chance to win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Jay's going to tell you about the Seafood Bistro right after we get the forecast, not only for the air show weekend, but for Monday's eclipse from Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the weekend. Still below normal on the temperatures today and tomorrow, but nice warming on Sunday. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for the high temperature. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Mostly sunny, 71 on Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation with the risk of scattered showers possible by Monday afternoon, high 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
What day is today?
Friday.
Wake up time!
Back off, all right?
You back off!
Boy, you act grumpy in the morning.
Why are you so grumpy, Grouchy?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
I am so stressed out.
Seriously stressed out here.
I worked hard all week.
Relax, it's almost the weekend.
Now it's time to let loose.
Oh, good.
We'll start with radio.
Oh, radio.
It's free.
Free?
In that case,
let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this. Pamela, you mentioned that, because we were talking to Randall, and something about a first name, you're going to a show tonight in Birmingham?
Yes, to see Hank Williams Jr., whose real name is Randall.
I did not know that.
Most people don't.
Where's that show going to be?
BJCC.
Oh, cool. I visited that place. I'll tell you what, there are some things in downtown Birmingham that are very memorable.
Definitely.
I had no idea what to expect because I'd driven through it, but never spend any time, and lots of cool things to do. And this summer, the very first Major League Baseball game that counts to ever be played in the state of Alabama will happen at Legion Field.
Really?
Yeah, I got to see them. A friend of mine manages a minor league team. He was up there. And I got to see some of the incredible amount of work that has to go into prep a field for a Major League game. And that's going to be fun. I hope to be up there for that game,
too.
Yeah,
when is that?
It's in July, but
I love a live baseball game.
Yes, that's the way to enjoy it.
Is that the one that's happening at Rickwood?
thought it was Legion Field. Or it used to be Rickwood. I'm not sure.
Rickwood Field is the one that they're doing the MLB game with, because that was the first of the Negro Leagues.
They got the name wrong. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rickwood Field. It's the oldest.
Right.
Yeah. That's not Legion.
Oh, interesting.
My error.
Yeah. Legion's where Alabama used to play. Right?
Okay.
Legion Field?
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought so.
Why don't you tell everybody about Seafood Bistro while we look that up?
Yeah, Legion Field's where Alabama used to play, yes. Yeah, it's a stadium.
Yeah, it's very old.
Yeah, but it's not a baseball field. It's anyway, Seafood Bistro. We're giving away a $20 gift certificate coming up later on this hour for you to enjoy the food over at the Seafood Bistro. $20 is going to get you a lot there. Just go to their menu online at theseafoodbistro.com and you will see everything that you can get for that $20. A lot of multiple items on that menu there. The fried green tomatoes and the fried pickles, those are just some of the appetizers. The platters, which you can get either shrimp, calamari, crab claws, the catfish, which is bone-in. Yes, it is the dressed catfish bone-in there. Tilapia, whitefish, gator, which I've still not had. I've never had gator. Have you had gator?
Really? Yes.
I have not had gator yet.
Oh, it's good.
Gotta try it, man.
Yeah, they have it at the Seafood Bistro. My problem is that every time I go in, I'm going to order like one of my regular things. I rarely branch out.
Oh, you're a regular menu guy.
Just because it's so good. I don't have it often enough that it's, you know, that sort of thing. But I get the po' boys or the shrimp and grits or the Cajun cheese curds or, God, their salads are really good. The red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo. I've not yet tried a boil bag, which is a nice little, you know, low country boil, but just kind of personalized for you there. And I'm really looking forward to one of those at some point. But they open up at 11. If you've got plans for the games this weekend, get some wings. They sell wings at the Seafood Bistro, or do what I just mentioned. Get the boil bag. Get a couple of those. Set those out and just have a, you know, have a nice little buffet of anything they could pick off. The corn, the sausage, the Kaneka sausage, or the potatoes, or any of the stuff you get with that, which could be shrimp, clams, royal reds, snow crab legs, any of that sort of thing. 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500. Find them online at theseafoodbistro.com and like and follow them on Facebook.
Another drunken idiot taking off an airplane. That's coming up in our Morning Brew nominees a little bit later. And up next, a chance to play the game that everybody enjoys, little kid or drunk adult. Have you played that? Have you heard that?
I'm not sure.
People call up and they tell a story.
Okay.
Some calamity that they were in the middle of. But you have to decide whether that was the action of a little kid, because things happen, or a drunk adult.
Okay.
And sometimes it's hard to tell. But you have a chance to win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card with that. The story of the morning has been the wreck on Southbound 65, an overturned tractor trailer. There's still a lot of equipment there. It's been a slow ride for folks coming in from Prattville. All of that brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and his team would love to have the chance to create something for you, because concrete is an art, especially when it's done right, with top-notch materials, top-notch talent, and the genius brain of Mr. Latham. For an estimate on your concrete project, call 284-9292. Sky's the limit creatively. Take a look at their Facebook page and the outcomes they produce, because they have the talent. They never sacrifice on the quality of their materials, and their outcomes last. So if you're going to invest in concrete, invest with people that know what they're doing and have a Facebook page full of results to show you. 284-9292 for Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earn, as we catch up with Skipper again, 824.
Traffic is still a little brisk all around the area, with a lot of cars still incoming from 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, and 331 into Montgomery. And we still have accident vehicles and emergency vehicles on the ramp. I-65 southbound to 85 northbound had an 18-wheeler turnover there at that location earlier. Going to be a slight delay for you through there. Only one lane traffic by the accident site. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com. 1819 News.
2024 is going to be known as the year of the locust, or cicada to be exact. The state of Alabama will not be able to escape the oncoming onslaught. Two types of cicadas will be appearing out of nowhere in late April and early May. One set of cicadas has been in hibernation for 13 years, the other for 17. The two broods emerging at the same time the same year has not occurred since 1803. The cicadas will cause an immense sound at night, even more than what is heard during a typical Alabama summer. The insects do not sting, but they can bite. Otherwise, cicadas are not dangerous to humans or pets. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
New charges are filed against an illegal immigrant living in Enterprise. Coffee County District Attorney James Tarbucks announced that he is dropping rape charges against Pablo Mendoza and instead charging him with human trafficking and sexual abuse. Tarbucks also set the record straight on the mental capacity of the 14-year-old female victim during a press conference.
I think the evidence is going to show that there may be potential incapacitation due to intoxication based upon the alcohol that was provided and made available to the minor. Any reporting the minor victim has an intellectual disability or is otherwise disabled is not accurate.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
April 5th is Go for Broke Day, a day set aside to fill your SUV with gasoline. And if you can't afford to do that, don't worry. Tomorrow is National Walk to Work Day. But for now, it's Go for Broke.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game we're going to play is Little Kid or Drunk Adult. See, that's how you demonstrate the difference with that petite little burp and the manly adult belch. Mm-hmm. And it starts with a story. So listen to this. Whatever the calamity is, I have not previewed this.
Yeah, we don't know.
And then decide whether this was the result of a...
Means we don't know the answer either, so...
Yeah, a little
we
kid
find
being...
find out when you do.
Yeah, exactly. A little kid or the actions of a drunk adult. Here is the story.
I decided it would be a good idea to try to surf a guitar down the stairs.
All right, I decided it would be a good idea to surf a guitar down the stairs. A guitar.
A guitar.
You see, trying it on a surfboard, something that it would hold a little weight. 272-9228 is the number to call. Little kid or drunk adult, surfing a guitar down the stairs. We will be back with you in 90 seconds.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture, and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook, because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
One of us is crazy and it's not you.
I think that that's pretty perverted.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dunkin' of Summer Predictathon posted a chance to win $300 Dunkin' dollars if you happen to predict the precise outcome of Alabama's game tomorrow against UConn. Right now, though, we are in the middle of playing the game everybody loves or finds intriguing. And Pamela, you're going to get to guess on this one, too, before we find out the actual answer. Little kid or drunk adult? And Johnny, Teresa, stay on the line, because if Johnny gets it wrong, you're going to win automatically just for being there. So stay with us. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
I'm going to repeat the story.
I decided it would be a good idea to try to surf a guitar down the stairs.
All right. I think that's a woman.
That's a trouble. I'm going to have to say a drunk adult.
All right. You vote drunk adult. What about you?
Little kid.
See, I slid down a lot of things on the stairs when I was a little kid, but I think a guitar is an adult thing.
An adult thing. I think Jay's onto something here.
I don't know. I have no clue. I'm just throwing it out there.
Little kids are smart enough to know their own way to what they're... And once again, your answer, Johnny L., is drunk adult?
Yes.
All right, we're all going to find out together.
I was a little kid, and Dad was not happy.
Dad. Johnny, I am sorry. We appreciate you trying. And guess what, Teresa?
Teresa.
You won.
Woohoo! You know what? I'm glad I came in second, because I was going to say the same thing.
See?
There you go.
All righty. So you have a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card coming your way. Way to go. Hang on.
Thank you.
All right. We are at 8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The air show tomorrow. Lots of folks interested in the forecast for that, and it's coming up with Rich Thomas in a moment.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 5th, Read a Roadmap Day. It's a day to shun GPS systems and find your way with a good old-fashioned roadmap. I don't have any roadmaps in the car. Oh, not to worry. Find me the nearest roadmap store.
Calculating.
Have a great Read a Roadmap Day.
Turn right in 3.5 miles.
One of my favorite episodes of The Office is where Michael Scott decides that gift baskets, that's the way to win back lost customers. So he and Dwight go out in a car, and they use GPS, and he drives straight into a lake.
I knew exactly where you were going. That is so funny.
Thank you. Yeah, it's hilarious. And there have been stories of people who have driven into...
I will drive against the GPS more than I will drive with it.
Oh,
I have great intuition for navigation, and I trust it. And I have a paper roadmap in my car.
Good for you.
I'm not using the GPS if I don't have to.
Good for you. Yesterday, the stock market had its worst day of the year, and there were numbers coming out today that may impact how today plays out. To give us the full scoop on that, we welcome the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good morning, Brant.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. You're right. Yesterday was a fast and furious day. It's been really by far one of the busiest days for me personally and our team all year. So much that happened. We don't have time to unpack all that right now. We'll call in this afternoon to do that. But the primary purpose of me calling was just to go over these jobs numbers. You know, as I've been saying all week, the jobs was going to be a big deal on Friday. And then, of course, next week we get CPI. But jobs numbers came in much hotter than expected. And I think the key takeaway here is, you know, we were looking for an estimate. The estimate was somewhere around 210 to 20,000 new jobs. Number was 303. That was a much stronger report than was expected. So where are these jobs coming from, though? That's the big question.
Yeah, I heard a lot of them are coming from government.
Government, no question. Government is a big part, but also healthcare, which is also sort of an extension of the government, if you can think about it that way.
Yeah.
Medicare programs, hospitals, things like this. So this is a classic example, I think, Greg, and everyone that's listening. This is a classic example of what I'm talking about, where the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates to try to tighten conditions and bring supply-demand back into balance to get inflation under control. But the U.S. federal government, with all this massive borrowing, continues to pump money in and provide money for continued hiring, which is putting upward pressure on wages and on the employment numbers. And this is making it very, very hard and very tough for the Federal Reserve to try to achieve what it wants to. I'm surprised, frankly, with jobs numbers like this this morning that the market is not down. We'll see how the day unfolds as we go through it. But all in all, that's where we stand right now. And as I said, if you're around this afternoon, Greg, and you've got some time,
sure.
I would love to call in sometime between the 4 and 5 o'clock hour.
Maybe when you can, should be a specific time, and we'll make sure it happens.
Well, as I said, if we take about 10 minutes at least, because there's some serious stuff going on that I need to unpack for us as we go into the weekend. So,
among other things, I want to know why different Fed people are saying, well, there's going to be cuts. No, there's not going to be cuts. That had something to do with yesterday's bit. I mean, and one other thing real quick. Every time they come out with a robust number like this, I saw 300,000. That seems high. They're going to revise this down. They always do.
Oh, yeah.
They do nothing
but
lie.
They always do. It's unbelievable. It's like you and I were texting last night. I've never seen one man do more to screw up the entire planet than Joe Biden. I mean, this is unreal.
Time to talk about that this afternoon, Brant. We'll look forward to your call.
Absolutely. Hey, y'all have a great day. Looks like a beautiful day outside.
Oh,
and happy Friday, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Brant. All right, we are at 8:38. Let's get Rich in for your weekend forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the weekend. Still below normal on the temperatures today and tomorrow, but nice warming on Sunday. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for the high temperature. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Mostly sunny, 71 on Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation with the risk of scattered showers possible by Monday afternoon, high 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Traffic is still a little brisk all around the area with a lot of cars still incoming from 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, and 331 into Montgomery. And we still have accident vehicles and emergency vehicles on the ramp. I-65 southbound to 85 northbound. Had an 18-wheeler turnover there at that location earlier. Going to be a slight delay for you through there. Only one lane traffic by the accident site. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Morning Moon nowadays coming
the
up.
Area 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here are some tips for viewing the eclipse. Never stare into the eclipse. It may cause blindness. The same thing goes for Ryan Seacrest's teeth. Here's another tip. If you can't make it to an area in the path of the eclipse, close your eyes. It's the same effect. Or, try this. Even though the eclipse involves the Earth, Sun, and Moon, don't let that stop you from saying your anus as much as possible. It's that hilarious. And finally, since kids don't know any better, tell them the sun broke, the world will ice over, and all of you will freeze to death. The look on their face will be worth it. Yeah. Enjoy your viewing of the eclipse.
Absolutely. 8:42, and Rich Thomas is more optimistic about the amount of time we'll be able to look at the shadow crossing the sun. Yeah. But she made a good point in there about Ryan Seacrest's teeth, and since Pam from AMS Studios is here, I know you don't do dental stuff, but not just before I moved here, I had a female friend that I would see fairly frequently, and I noticed something was bothering me. Something wasn't normal.
Something was different about her?
Yeah. And then it finally hit on me. She had teeth that were absolutely way too white.
It
was like staring into the sun. Mm-hmm. Whereas Alexa said, Ryan Seacrest's teeth. That does happen. I think people can overdo that.
I think so, too. People get obsessed.
Nice, clean teeth. Normal. In fact, Crayola should make a crayon called Teeth. Instead of furthering this idea that they've got to be white. Jay, back to you. Up next.
Done some dumb things. Now do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby.
Dunce cap. It's happened again at 8:44. We have another. And again, this is the thing that you dread about flying. It's not how the planes. Well, unless you're on a Boeing plane, then you might have cause to pause.
It's so scary.
Yeah, I mean. So many different things, but the worst of all was a wheel falling off, a plane taking off.
The incidences of traffic accidents are so much higher, but you know what? I will drive.
Yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, Jay, but yesterday there was a story about an aircraft, I think it was a Southwest plane, so it was a jet, that flew straight over the LaGuardia Airport Tower. It was a near collision with the freaking control tower.
Wow.
They're still investigating that one. But here we go again with another airline passenger meltdown. This time it was on Spirit. Let's catch a little of that.
I will walk out on my own. You don't need to. Why are you doing that? Why are you acting like I'm a rascal?
I want to walk
out. Let this go. Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
No,
that's fine. I'm
I really, this is what people pay good money to get on a ticket with the Beast, who wasn't done, by the way. She had one final insult to get in before she was taken off the plane.
Hey, record!
We see you hit him.
Just assaulted an officer.
Shut up, Richard Gere!
One of the passengers that was heckling her, that her idea of getting even, revenge, was to call him Richard Gere.
I thought I heard Richard Gere. I thought her saying that. Shut up, Richard Gere.
All right, so she's nominee number one. We had a porch pirate caught stealing a package from a home in Sacramento, which, by the way, will be where the A's will play for 3 years.
And what was the who's now a part of Las Vegas?
The A's will be there in 2018.
Okay, yeah.
The homeowner, Omar Munoz, shared doorbell security footage of the thief waddling up, his words, not mine, waddling up to the porch underneath a tied garbage bag. Person under the bag shuffles over to the package, grabs it, scoots away. He said he was angry at first, then he thought maybe it was a prank. Now he finds it just funny, says he's not filing a police report because the police have more important things to do. It's not worth the hassle. The package wasn't that valuable. But I will get the video from this story and put it on Facebook.
That's fair.
It must be seen.
I picture Cousin It from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Under a trash bag.
And a man in Indiana arrested after police say he robbed his barber and threatened to shoot up the barber shop because he didn't like the haircut he got. Now, we've all had that haircut where...
Absolutely.
And it's often done by somebody that's nice and we don't want to be ugly with.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you just never go back.
It's drastic, right?
But that's that's the way to handle it, not to come back with a gun and shoot everything in sight. So who's the biggest of the maroons? It's going to be hard to top number one, but...
I would go with number one. She inconvenienced a lot of people, too.
Yes, and probably unnerved them for the flight that was ahead once they got her off the plane. Jay?
I would agree with that one. The plane, that whole thing was...
It's already stressful enough.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
So it's unanimous.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Guilty of embezzlement. It is 8:48. And we'll have a little time left over after this last break to chat about AMS Studios and some of the things people can do for Mom's Day.
Great, yes.
That is coming up. And one last look at the roads with Skipper ahead. But I'm here to remind you that with the big game tomorrow, the call or online visit you might want to make today is to bombhowers.com. First of all, when you look at what they're charging, God, some of the fast food places, you go to the drive-thru and you look at what they want. I mean, it's for me, two Whoppers and an order of fries, $17? No. When you can get an actual great burger with fries and a drink served to you by a friendly server at Baumhauer's Victory Grill for under $9. Yeah, they've got a number of menu items, but the one that's been a huge favorite with folks is the Inflation Bites menu. That's the tailgate burger. Mm-hmm. A third of the pound of ground beef with seasoned with the exclusive Baumhauer's recipe and lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles, white bun, curly Q fries, served medium well, and it's favorite of the Baumhauer CFO, Mr. Elliott. And again, $8.99.
That's a deal.
Yeah, and it's served to you. You don't have to pick it up in a bag and hope that it stays warm. But that's not your only option on the Inflation Bites menu. Barbecued yardbird platter. That's mojo marinated chicken breast. It's also braised with homemade barbecue sauce, which you can buy at Baumhauer's, by the way. You can get sauce there.
Hey, hang on.
And again, it's served on a rice and a bed of greens and only $9.99. In fact, some other great chicken options include the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken. Their jerk sauce, according to our boss who traveled the Caribbean, is as good as anything you'll have there. And the char-grilled dipping chicken at $8.99. Again, mojo marinated chicken breast seasoned with lemon pepper, sliced and served with their white barbecue sauce, which has been a favorite. And you can buy that, too, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Check the catering menu if you would like great food for your guests and don't want to go to the trouble. Nobody's going to complain if you're serving Baumhauer's at your house. Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. See the entire menu, the Inflation Bites menu, catering, and more at baumhowers.com. Buddy and East will be with you in a sec.
Well, if you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 South, taking the ramp at the interchange to 85 North, we had an overturned 18-wheeler earlier. They've got the truck out of there, but the remains of what was loaded inside the trailer, they're having to scoop it up and put it in dump trucks to get it out of there. One-lane traffic through the ramp to 85 North from 65 South. They continue to work on that. There is still a backup there. Everywhere else, we're still very busy this morning, but no other problems we're aware of. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovation shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA20214, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah! Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. Oh! That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Yeah!
Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six-pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why
our
I hear
grandpa's
you say,
trying. On Friday, coming up in just a couple of minutes, got a couple of callers though. Before we do that, Buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What's on your mind,
Greg? I just wanted to tell the young lady there that my mother is 86 years old, and she went to the AMS studios for the first time Wednesday morning, and she just had a wonderful time. She's getting the microneedling done, the three sessions.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And she still drives and cooks. And I'm going to tell you, she's so excited about it. She's like a kid at Christmas.
Oh, good.
There you go. And that's your mom. And we're going to be talking about some of the options for mom. But that's great, buddy. That's the same thing I'm doing. And it does work.
Yes, sir. She's very excited about it.
Give her a kiss for me.
I'll do it, brother. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. And East of the Rockies, good morning to you.
Hey, very quickly, I want to nominate the airplane lady scream for an addition to the Howard Dean yell. That was hilarious. We need a new drop there.
All right, yeah, I'm going to re-listen to that, and I will send it to my executive producer, Jay Scott, who will finesse that into a hotkey.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, Jay says thank you. He's very grateful for the opportunity to show off his incredible skills. All right.
Yes, that's it.
Time for the grand prize drawing, and Pamela from AMS Studios, our sidekick on Monday and Friday, and we thank you again for that, is going to do the chips for us. We have 61 potential winners, and what number have you picked?
25.
25 for a $25, ironically, Tucker Pecan gift card, and that goes to?
That goes to Mike D.
Mike D. You'll have a chance to take that card to Tucker Pecan's new location. David Little stopped by yesterday afternoon at 1935 Mulberry. And the toughest decision is, which of those temptations am I going to walk out of here with? They have some amazing stuff. All right, and you'll be able to enjoy that. Up next, we have the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire Complete Service on your vehicle at any of the three locations. Two, number?
Next number.
Oh, another number.
Yeah, we have
three.
We'll do this one, and then we'll do one more.
I didn't mention that. That's on me. That's my fault.
As long as it's not over 61.
Right. I picked 90. 53.
Wow.
53.
All right, let me scroll a bit. 53, J-Tom.
J-Tom.
Yeah.
The works from Don Duncan.
Pays to call in.
It does. It does. 53, that's so close to my age, too.
What a bunch of crap.
All right, up next, our grand prize, a $180 value Clark's Club membership, goes to number
33.
Paul P.
Paul, you are the newest member of the Clark's Club. That means you'll get two annual tune-ups to your system from the best HVAC techs on the planet. And even more importantly, beyond the tune-ups and the money you'll save on electric costs, they are available 24/7, 365. You are a priority member. So if the worst day of the summer, your AC breaks, 277-2125, call Clark's and they will be dispatching somebody ASAP. So you buy the word now. For the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. We have about a minute and a half or so. So Pam, Mom's Day is coming up.
Yes.
AMS Studios does gift certificates, right?
We do.
And we just heard Buddy talking about his mom and what a great time she had. And some of the other services people can gift certificate.
Facials and massages are super popular. Now's a good time to start calling and making appointments, too, before it's time. If you want to get in close to Mother's Day, you can buy the gift certificate before or after. Doesn't matter. But get in and make appointments ahead of time because we do book up. But we have estheticians doing facials Monday through Saturday, and massage therapists there 7 days a week. So you can book.
Oh, 7 days a week.
Come in every day. Yes.
I did not know that.
We do a massage and facial combo also. And we can do a massage and facial, which is a back facial going into, you know, summertime and bikini and shorts weather and everything. People like that.
And microdermabrasion.
Yes.
Which is a great way to get your skin looking incredibly healthy.
Right.
Love that too. And AMS Studios is right outside old downtown Prattville at 119 East Main.
Yes, we're in a historic house.
Yes, and I don't know how you do it, but when you walk into that place, it's walking into another world. It really is.
It's very relaxing.
Soothing and relaxing, yes. And I will be making my next appointment soon. But I got to thank you. You know, we've talked at the spa, and
yes,
I knew one day you were going to be sitting here with us in the studio because you got something to say. You're very quick-witted and a lot of fun, and we thank you for doing this.
I appreciate you having me. It's been very fun.
All right, we've still got plenty of Friday left, and up next we have the incredible chemistry of the team at Alabama Unfiltered. Young Joey, center stage, 12 to 3, and Eddie Bader will hang out with him.